This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state has settled with a company that allegedly inflated the prices of masks and made false medical claims. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
The Denver-based company Nationwide Medical Supply, Inc. reached a $70,000 settlement with the state on Monday. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the company marketed and labeled their protective masks and respirators with misleading or false information.
Their actions were wrong. It is not okay for companies to take advantage of buyers who need this equipment by marking it up unreasonably. It is not okay to tell people that you're selling them something when it's actually something different.
Nationwide's allegedly false claims included statements about the effectiveness of equipment and false labeling of masks as FDA and CE approved. The state also found that the company inflated the prices of some masks sold to, quote, medical and government purchasers during the pandemic. Nationwide denies the allegations. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
The Colorado Symphony Association has received an anonymous donation that will allow it to pay musicians and staff sidelined by the pandemic. In a press release, the symphony says the $2 million donation will also help it continue to offer full health coverage for employees through June. It accounts for nearly half of what the organization has raised since last summer. About 1,000 people have received their first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at Coors Field yesterday. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Denver offered its first mass vaccination event for people 70 and older who pre-registered. UC Health organized the drive-in clinic as part of a trial run. This weekend, organizers hope to vaccinate as many as 10,000 people at the ballpark. The Denver Post reports that UC Health says it has capacity for about 30,000 vaccinations a week at Coors Field. But it's starting with less than half that number due to limited supply. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Thanks for tuning in. This is CPR News. It is 25 degrees in Denver right now, mostly cloudy. The snow will continue through tonight, low of 19, and through Tuesday night as well. Tomorrow, the high will be 28. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it is 28 degrees with snow and a winter weather advisory starting this evening through tomorrow afternoon. So please be safe out there. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. This is CPR.